95.7 The Hog, the Morning Hog Happy Hour. It's Riggs and Guy Brew Review as we race toward Halloween. It's another time to figure out what you're going to be drinking as you're trick-or-treating with our friends from SR Parade, Josh and Amelia. Let's hear it for them. Hi, good morning.
Hey.
Good morning, friends. How are you?
Morning, how
are
you doing?
We're good. We are very excited because you were kind enough to drop off some beer for us to try. Although it's not all beer today. We have a varied palate of things to try today. Give us a little sneak peek.
We got some new stuff and seasonal stuff for you today. And one of Guy's favorites.
I'm already staring this down.
You didn't even know this was coming, right?
Okay, last week when I mentioned that we had that pumpkin beer, I said there's only one that I enjoy from a different beer company, right. And it's here!
Well, we have not really dug that deep into pumpkin. We've touched it a couple times, but now we're about to get into maybe what is the ultimate pumpkin flavor, right? Let's start it off.
Oh, yeah. So we got Tampa Bay Brewing Company's Gourds Gone Wild.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this
beer, it actually tastes like a pumpkin pie. You could taste the actual cinnamon in it, and at the end, you almost get the crust. It is amazing.
Yeah. You get vanilla, graham cracker, like you said, cinnamon. You get those pumpkin spices. This is a fan favorite for sure when it comes to pumpkin beers. And people, you know, it's very sought after, and it's out in the market.
When someone said to me, they said, you like pumpkin beer? And I said, absolutely not. And they said, this one will change your mind.
Yeah.
And boy, did it.
It's true. Best name in the business,
literally,
too.
It tastes like a pumpkin pie.
Yes. With the whipped cream on top.
Those other ones taste just like a beer with pumpkin spices. Whereas this tastes like a literal pumpkin pie.
It's weird, right? Amelia, we talked last week about those Harpoon Dunkin' Donuts beers where they somehow managed to capture donut. It's like you're drinking a donut. Now I feel like I'm drinking a pumpkin pie.
Oh, yeah.
Right, exactly.
Nobody's mad about that.
It's good. It kind of reminds me of a cream soda as well.
I agree.
It's also clocking in at 6%, so it's packing a decent punch.
Hello, sir. Yeah,
I'll put a little rumor out there that our market may be getting about just 10 cases of it, of the Imperials.
Oh!
Gourds Gone Wild.
Oh! They have an Imperials?
Oh,
wow.
Nice rumor.
10 cases. not confirmed 100% yet, but keep your eyes peeled. It'll definitely be at Total Wine and some of your local independents, or you can check out the website. And see where it's going to be.
That website is srprot.com/beerfinder.
Right. That's good. Yeah. That's a good website. Also, the Total Wine website's good because it tells me what I've been drinking. It reminds me of photos and amounts and dollars. Wow, that's incredible. What a phenomenal flavor capture that Gourds Gone Wild has done.
That's so good.
I mean, Josh, when you said Imperial means it's going to be at least 9%?
Those might push it up into about 8.5%, but they're typically over 8%.
Yeah, the higher
the
ABV.
To, some big boy numbers.
Mm-hmm.
That'll
be fascinating. And in a 16-ounce can, as typically done by TBBC.
Yep, 4-pack, 16-ounce.
A wonderful start to the holiday season. What do we got next?
So speaking of Imperial Stouts, this is one of my favorite seasonal beers. It is Sierra Nevada's Norwal. Talking about this last year, but Amelia went on this long story of explaining.
This one time I saw Norwal.
Yeah. Very convoluted, and it was fantastic.
Yes. And there is, I mean, look, if you go out in the ocean and you start looking for a narwhal, you're going to be out there for a long time. They're hard to find. I mean, you can find them in cartoons. And, of course, in the famous Will Ferrell movie Elf, there's a narwhal. But I have a feeling it did not shoot beer out of its blowhole. And this is...
Well, so, I don't know if you remember, but it's what people think is a horn on it and kind of makes it look like a unicorn in a way.
Yeah.
It's actually a tooth that grows from their mouth through their snout, essentially, and out and is used as like a receptor.
What?
Receptor.
Nice.
That's wild.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
I always thought that narwhals were like the unicorns of the sea.
They are.
Yeah.
But these actually exist.
Correct.
Oh, man.
They do.
Now, this is not what you get if you licked a narwhal. You would taste this. This is not what it is. This is a great flavor.
That one packs
a
punch.
We might have to put that to the test. I'm not sure on that one. But so this clocks in at 10.2%, so it's a big boy.
Yeah, it is.
One of the reasons I enjoy it. But I just love these Imperial Stouts.
It does have the darkness of the depths of the sea, but then it has a very friendly flavor.
Yeah, and these come in six-pack bottles. Once again, Total Wine, ABC, some of your local independents. You might find it in a Publix here or there, but it is seasonal, so if you see it, grab it because it won't be around. But it's also one of these ones where it says 2020 on the bottle. It's only going to get better as it sits, as long as it's not, you know, going from cold to hot and crazy light instances or anything like that.
Okay.
But if you stick this in your cabinet next year, it'll be fantastic.
What if you were to what if you were to stick it in the back of your fridge and you keep putting food in there, and then 3 years later you discover it? It's the flavor is going to come out even more, right? That the older it gets.
So there's only one thing I like finding better than like money in a jacket from last year.
Sure.
And it's finding a beer in the back of my fridge.
Cheers on that. Cheers on that. No kidding. Not a heavy flavor. Robust, and there's a, it's complex.
It definitely lets you know that the alcohol is there, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Right.
But yeah. It's not like a punch you in the throat. It's more of like a, here I am.
Let's party.
Exactly. Why is it that that stouts remind me of coffee?
That's going to be your roasted malts, just like you're roasting coffee beans. Same exact concept. It's put in a kiln, spun around at a lower temperature until they get the malt to the color and depth and flavor that they want. And
that's why it looks kind of burnt, kind of like coffee.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yet another reason why you should run out and buy it like right now, and you can enjoy it for breakfast, just like we're doing right here. All right, two more tasty beers to try on this edition of the Brew Review. Riggs and Guy Brew Review. Our friends Josh and Amelia at SR Parrot. More coming up next on the Morning Hog Show on 95.7 The Hog.